This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. In order to, you know, so I don't have to do it a third time. Well, we're going to hold off. This part of the show is brought to you because today, Thursday, actually, but we had electrical issues yesterday. But today, right now, it's the World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I am good. We're going to start off by going straight to the phones. Randall in Denver with some suggestions for Second Call Defense. Yes, sir.
Hey, guys. Nice talking to you guys again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing, Randall?
Pretty good. I remember you on the show a few months ago asking for suggestions, like extra things, ideas for Second Call Defense. I've been a member with you for almost 2 years now. What about something like, say, an employer doesn't allow you to carry a gun on the property, but you get off work, you go out to your car, you get in your car, and you have a gun in your car. And somebody accosts you while you're trying to get in your car, and you use the gun in self-defense, and then you're fired. What about something like employment insurance? Like you get a good employment lawyer to help defend you because you were just trying to get home after a hard day's work, and some guy decided to ruin your night, and you had to defend yourself. Just a suggestion.
I understand that completely, and that's a very good point. And we are addressing that in the state of Ohio right now with legislation. We are in the lame duck session and ready to override John Kasich's veto, should there come some, and there probably will be. And we're calling that safe passage. And all the states around us have that. And it states that if your employer doesn't allow you to carry a gun at work, he can't keep you from carrying a gun in your car. Simply because, in my mind, your employer is denying you your Second Amendment rights from the time you get in the car to drive to work until the time you get home. So thanks for that suggestion. I'm going to talk to the underwriters about that and see if we can add that in the civil somehow. But definitely in Colorado, I'm not sure if they have safe passage or parking lot carry, but it sounds like they don't.
We don't, no. It's private property rules all here.
Okay, yeah, I mean, you get... Chamber of Commerce starts to get touchy about it. They say, well, they have property rights. Well, you know what? I have property rights on the inside of my car. And the states that have it, there's never been any problem. Again, there's knee-jerk reactions. Allowing a law-abiding citizen to have a firearm is never a bad thing, and they never misuse the public's trust.
Exactly. Randall, we're not the ones they have to worry about.
No, I know. I mean, we're the good guys. And we prove over and over we're the good guys. So, you know, it's interesting that that if they just would listen to what the Second Amendment says, then it shall not be infringed, try to put all these reasonable restrictions on it. Well, you know what? None of them are reasonable. So, Randall, I will mention that in our conference call when we have one and next Monday, actually, and we'll talk with Lockton Affinity, and I'll bring that up. But so thank you.
I appreciate that. Also, have another just a legal question. There was a iconic book for Second Amendment supporters that was written in the mid '90s called what the heck was it called? Oh God, I can't remember. Unintended Consequences by John Ross. And in that book, there was a section where the lead character says, "Well, if you have a lockbox in your vehicle and you're on an area where they're allowed to search your vehicle, they can search your vehicle, but they can't get into the lockbox without." A judge signing a search warrant for that lockbox. Is that true?
Well, I'm not sure what kind of area you're talking about allowed to search your vehicle. Can you give me an example?
You get into a place and it's a private parking and it says, "We reserve the right to search your vehicle, any vehicle on the premises of this private property," type of thing.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. when something's locked up like that, before you search my car, you're going to have a warrant no matter what, because I don't allow warrantless searches of my automobile for any reason whatsoever.
Isn't that more policy than a law, though?
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of a law that states that if it's in a lockbox, you can't do anything, because you know what? What's the difference between a lockbox and your locked car or a locked glove compartment? So I'm not sure, Randall, but I'll look into that.
All right, I appreciate that. You guys have a great weekend, and I will talk with you guys soon.
Yes, hey, Randall, do me a favor. Email me, Sean, S-E-A-N, at secondcalldefense.org.
I will do that.
All right, thanks,
Randall. Okay, name's Randall Flagg. I'll send it to you.
All right, thanks.
Have a good one.
You too.
Now tell me something, Sean. Isn't it, I mean, like, if you're out on the road and everything, you have to give the law enforcement permission to go through your car, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They have to have a reasonable, articulable suspicion of criminal activity before they can search your car. So if you're in a state that doesn't allow marijuana and you're smoking a joint and they roll down the window and it's obvious that you're using drugs, well, there's a reasonable, articulable suspicion. But nine times out of ten, and listen to me, folks, traffic stop, whether they give you a ticket or not, the last question 99% of the police officers are going to ask you, do you have any drugs, guns, or alcohol in your car? No, officer, do you mind if I look? I'm sorry, officer, I don't allow warrantless searches of my automobile. You won't believe the number of people that I have represented that knew they had contraband in their car, but were so paranoid and nervous, they presuppose, well, if I tell him he can't search, they'll think I have something. So I better tell them they can, they won't search, folks. You give them permission, they're searching no matter what. The answer is always the same thing. I'm sorry, officers, I don't allow warrantless search to my automobile. Period. They can't do anything.
Except Raven,
give
me Raven,
a ticket, tell you.
Raven,
a good day.
Raven in the chat room, who's law enforcement, says that no private parking lot can search a person's car without permission. That's called breaking and entering, auto braking.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I mean, even if there's a sign that says that you consent to it, I don't know how I can consent to give up my constitutional rights without saying, you know what, I withdraw my consent.
Well, I mean, these places where you go into where it say, where it says as you come into it, by entering this parking lot, you have consented to this and you have consented to that. That's really sort of a psychological ploy, isn't it?
I believe it is for 99% of the time. I mean, there's a difference if there is an employee-employee relationship and your terms of employment are allowing them to do that in the employment manual or, you know, based on hiring and firing. But, yeah, you can't waive your rights just because you're at a certain piece of geography.
Yeah. So, Second Call Defense, for those of you who are uninitiated in its ways, what happens with Second Call Defense is you go in there and you look, and there's three plans to choose from, and the middle plan is one I've got. And that's the middle plan is one that Sean has, and that's because it has something of everything. And what Second Call Defense is Second Call Defense is the handoff. If you get out and practice self-defense in the real world, if you draw your weapon, if you draw your weapon and don't shoot, if you draw your weapon and do shoot, as soon as you draw your weapon, you have, and in most jurisdictions, you've just entered in a territory that you have not prepared for, that you can't be prepared for. Even if you were a lawyer, you don't want to represent yourself. Why is that, Sean?
Well, you know what? Because you'd have a fool for a client.
I just like hearing him say that. So,
and that's so true, folks. I've stood in front of people teaching concealed carry classes, and I said, who are you going to call? And finally it dawned on me, who am I going to call? And that's why you need it.
And that's why you should sign up. Because once you sign up, and once you get your package, and once you get your number, and once you get your phone number and your card, you have added to your self-defense toolkit things that you didn't even know you needed unless you actually have to go out there and do it. And if you have to, God forbid that you don't have this in your pocket. Go and join him today. We're going to talk some more about it when we get back. My guest is Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself, studio, I'll get it right. This is Lock and Load, this portion of the show brought to you by, hey, Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining me again from Second Call Defense's CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. We've got a little side discussion going on in the chat room wanting to know about warrantless searches at the border. Is there, and Raven, who is a SWAT officer, he's out there talking about something called the Carroll Doctrine. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
He says they can keep your car. You can walk away at your leisure, but they can keep your car if you do not at the border with the Border Patrol. Does the Border Patrol have a little more leeway as far as jurisdiction, or do you know?
Yeah, maybe. I would assume that based on what they're doing, whether it's entering, certainly if you're entering the United States and you want to search the car, and they're not going to let you, they probably have the expanded powers. So that I'm not familiar with anything like that.
We will have to
look into that. But it wouldn't surprise me.
We will have to look into that, shan't we? Anyway, so the other day I was talking about what happens when you shoot somebody with your gun, right? Now, Raven, who's a local law enforcement officer here, we were talking about... He came over and we talked about what happens. But what is going to happen most of the time with somebody as far as their gun? Are they going to take their gun?
Your gun is gone, I can guarantee you this evidence, especially if you fire your gun. 99% of the time, if you brandish during the course of the investigation, you're going to lose a den. But especially if you discharge your firearm or self-defense, it's evidence, and they're going to take that. And then... most places, you'll get it back at the end if there's no charges or there's no bill by the grand jury, or certainly when you're acquitted. But I've had several occasions where I've had to file suit to get the gun back. And if that happens with Second Call Defense, we're going to defend you there. We're going to file suit on your behalf. Or like I did for a gentleman who fired his gun in self-defense in Philadelphia last year, they wouldn't give him his gun back, and I looked at the filing fees. The filing fees were more than his Ruger LCR was worth. So I just bought him a new gun. And we'll do that for you, too. We're either going to pay you're the attorney to sue to get it back, or we're just going to replace your firearm.
That's a pretty good deal. According to Raven, this is based, the Carroll Doctrine is based upon Carroll versus the United States. So I'll be looking that up later, just to satisfy my own curiosity now. With somebody like, okay, in South Carolina, let's say I get involved in a shooting. They take my gun. I have other guns. So it's not like I'm going to be without a gun. What happens to my permit in that amount of time?
That's really up to the jurisdiction. And in the state of Ohio, for example, it's the sheriff that issues a permit, so they can take a look at things and they can decide what to do. Now, I've had situations where I've had a client who was attacked in his home by two individuals with a getaway driver. He was lucky enough to get to a firearm. The other two had firearms. There was a shootout. One of the bad guys was dead. One of the bad guys was seriously injured. And everybody knew where he lived, and they took his gun, but he called me up and he said, I don't have a gun. These guys know where I live. The getaway driver knows where I live. I got one dead thug, one thug in intensive care. I need a gun. And he didn't have a concealed carry permit. The sheriff of my county, Richard K. Jones, issued him an emergency concealed carry permit, and I provided him with a firearm. So it's jurisdiction by jurisdiction, but... and that's something we provide also. If they seize the only gun you have and you're in danger, we're going to get you a gun. It's ridiculous to leave you defenseless. It's going to be up to the jurisdiction and what they're going to do and decide to do with your permit, the facts of the case, and decide to do what you're going to do with your firearm. But most of the time, until the investigation is going to be over, it's going to be evidence.
But you're, I guess that would really be like on a case by case basis. I guess I need to look up South Carolina law. Is there anything in with Ohio that you know about where your permit is temporarily suspended or anything in that event, or is that just
again that could be up? That's going to be up to on a case by case basis. What was the facts and circumstances on your face as they know them? It's not immediate cause to have your concealed carry permit revoked. Certainly, that doesn't happen until you're adjudicated guilty or found guilty. But all intents and purposes. They're not going to, in Ohio, they're not going to take your concealed carry permit. Now, the gentleman in Philadelphia, they took his gun and his permit. I got his permit back that night. The police came back at about 2 in the morning. I had some more questions for him, and he called me. He had my cell phone number, and I kind of put a stop to it. But they sent him home with his permit, with everything but his gun. So it really depends on the jurisdiction. And just because they can't doesn't mean they're not going to. So you never know what's going to happen. But rest assured, if they seize your firearm and don't give it back, we'll go get it for you. In the state of Ohio, for instance, if they take your firearm, a traffic stop, they have a right to take your firearm during the course of traffic stop, and they have to return it. For whatever reason, if the police seize your firearm in the state of Ohio, you've used it, you've brandished for whatever reason, they have to return it to you in the exact same condition or buy you a new one. And then if you have to retain me to get your gun back, they're going to also pay for my attorney's fees. So we had that written in the law 3 or 4 years ago at Buckeye Firearms. And most states have things like that. You need to check your individual laws.
Lots of interesting questions today. you know what? I don't think we're going to talk about that because we've only talked about it a little bit already, me and you. So I don't even know what to ask you, how to ask you.
And you got to remember, guys, you have questions like this, you need to find an attorney in your own state. And most gun attorneys, they'll be happy to have a telephone conversation with you, and they're not going to charge you anything. Just going to call and say, hey, you know, I have a question. There's gun rights organizations, your state gun rights organizations, and most of them have attorneys that would be happy to talk to you and answer your questions. You know, I know Ohio law where I'm practicing, and I can't give legal advice, or you shouldn't take legal advice from me when I'm not licensed to practice in your state. But by all means, if you want me to find you an attorney that you can talk to, just give me a call or email me, and I'll find you a pro-gun group or organization, or steer you in the right direction where you can find your state laws online.
Just constantly, you're like the gift that keeps on giving, which is sort of like that. It's like the Jelly of the Month Club, you know, from a Christmas Vacation. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, more Sean Maloney, more Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
You call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number you get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Well, you're ready. More ready. More ready. More ready than you were, more ready than you could possibly have thought you were going to be. Joining me again from Second Call Defense, the CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. What do you think about this Second Amendment coalition that Trump has put together?
They're a pretty strong group of individuals, for the most part. And it's one. Have we ever had a president or a president-elect that put a Second Amendment coalition together?
No, not in my time. Not that I've been watching. No.
Yeah. No, I can't remember either. So, you know, it's good, and it's a good feeling. And I think that you know, NASA reciprocity. Now's the time. We can ring the phones. We can get things going right. And you know what, folks, we got the power to do it. And if they don't do it now, they don't need to be in the office. You know, 2 and 4 years from now, we just recall everybody again. We got to remember that. But now's the time. We got to put our foot, you know, down on the throttle, and take back what we lost, and certainly keep pushing ahead. National reciprocity makes so much sense. It's hard to understand why that's not mandatory in the United States. Permitting and licensing like that, it makes no sense. It's just like a driver's license. It would save so many problems and make us so much better and protect us all so much better. So I'm hopeful that, Bill, what you have started and Ameland has going, we can jump in, and certainly with all the state rifle and pistol associations and firearms associations, you know, from California to Maine, I'd like to see us get all that done.
The with reciprocity, I'm one of the things that I keep running into as I've started this is there's people out there that say, well, Bill, that's the road you don't want to go down because it'll become a federal thing, won't it? Driver's licenses are not federal. Marriage license are not federal. Why is it that with every other thing out there that isn't a right, that isn't actually enumerated in the Bill of Rights, it's so easy to sit back and go, states' rights, okay, states' rights. And then with the one thing, with the one thing that would make a difference in states like New Jersey, where Carol Bowne died in her own driveway, where Shanine Allen got locked up for driving across a line on a map. In states like that, that would make a difference as far as just the way, you know, should the United States exist, and I'm as much down for states' rights as anybody, okay? But should it be so different from state to state like that, where what is legal and part of the Bill of Rights in one state will get you locked up if you have a hollow point bullet in the floorboard of your car in the next state?
Well, and that's why, that's what's so ridiculous, and that's what we got to take a look at. You know, states' rights, sure, they have expanded powers for the health and safety, but, you know, a constitutional right, an inalienable right, a God-given right, a right that they don't give but are sworn to protect, doesn't fall into that category. And for the people that talk about the federal government and ask for reciprocity, they don't understand. The states control whatever it is, but the federal government, or at least the constitutionalists, state by state, need to take a look at the Second Amendment again. And they need to try to explain to somebody with a straight face why a hollow point gets me in trouble in New Jersey, but is fine in Pennsylvania. I mean, it makes no sense at all. If they take a look at these laws, they don't stand up to constitutional scrutiny. We just got to get the courts that are in place to enforce it properly, and that's what it all comes down to. I mean, it's ridiculous that the patchwork but you know what? There's enough states out there that don't have preemption that from county to county your gun laws are changing. So that's one thing, but then from state to state, it really doesn't make any sense. The Constitution should have prevented that. We gave them an inch when they said, you know, you can regulate things dealing with states' rights and health and safety, but they went off the deep end, and they need to reel all that back in. And I truly believe that that's something that could be done during this administration also.
Well, they're not doing a very good job with it, are they? I mean, in New York, right? In New York, where they just had this big scandal just to get permits, right? And the guys that I'm working with on national reciprocity, one of them was Steve D'Andrilli. He was the one that was actually legally there. He was the one that was actually getting permits for people back when he was actually doing it. He knows how that works. He knows how difficult it is. He's one of those guys that they, in New York City, it's become a cottage industry. You have to have an expediter in order to pursue your being able to take up your right. They've had to build a cottage industry out of it. So they're the ones, but I mean, those guys in New York, they're the ones actually pushing this national reciprocity. They want to see it because they see how bad it can get in New York City. So I think this is the time to go for it myself. Never going to be a better time.
No, and I'm hopeful that once we get a Trump Supreme Court in place, and I'm hopeful that, you know, these other justices with time to step down, they'll step down and we'll get even more power. But that's where it needs to take place. They need to take a look at the laws, and there's plenty of cases that are going to go up when the right court's in place dealing with that. Because you know what? You know, Heller and McDonald dealt with firearms in the home, and Heller 3, I think, deals with concealed carry. There's Maryland cases. There's some D.C. cases that are waiting to go up there that deal with your right to keep and bear arms outside of the home. So when they wrote these opinions, they were very defined, and all the court opinions always are, so they can always be modified, they can always be changed. That's why, folks, Heller today doesn't mean it's going to be the Heller tomorrow when a different court gets in there. And that's what people need to understand. Nothing is forever when you're looking at a court system, unfortunately. You would think that the Second Amendment to the civil rights, you know, are something that's permanent and is going to change. But unfortunately, until we get the right courts in there, then we got to forge ahead. And let me tell you something, when we get the majority again in there for pro-guns, and if we can get a couple more above that, we need to move and move quickly. There are a lot of cases out there, and in my view, when they get up to the Court of Appeals and then or can get to the Supreme Court by cert, that they need to be taken. And I think you'll see a lot of screwy legislation corrected. I mean, I look at, you know, you look at New Jersey. You know, the governor certainly didn't do anything to help that situation out. So, but you're right. They're as nonsensical as we all think they are. How can you have the SAFE Act in New York City and basically deprive everybody who's in that city from their constitutional rights? Their civil rights don't exist. Someone needs, you know, there needs to be the right people. And, you know, I talked to different law enforcement agencies in New York area. And, you know, I've helped a lot of the FOPs out.
Let me get you to hold right there, because we're coming up on the break. I want to finish this aside, because I want to talk about some things that you and Tim tried to do and what you guys met. You didn't meet opposition. You just didn't. I want to talk about New Jersey. And by rote, we'll be talking about New York as well, because it's about the same situation. Second Call Defense. If you are not a member of Second Call Defense, I don't know what you're doing. If you're carrying a gun, if you have a gun for self-defense, if you have one in your house, if you carry one in your car like you can in South Carolina without carrying it on your person, you need to be carrying that membership card. That is imperative. Check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining me again is Second Call Defense CEO and founder Sean Maloney. Not too long ago, you and Tim and a group of the merry havoc wreakers tried to go to New Jersey because you're going to take on State Senate President Kevin Sweeney, right?
Yes.
Now, when you guys went to Colorado, the grassroots there had not been beaten by decades of liberal rule like what you found in New Jersey. What was the problem in New Jersey? Why? I mean, because everywhere else you guys go, you're like 9-1. With the one being New Jersey.
And I was, Tim and I were involved in New Jersey because we knew the president of the gun rights organization, and Tim gave him some advice on how he did things in Colorado. They just fell short of the proper of the signatures. They thought they could do things one way, and they got caught up, I think, in their own rhetoric and just fell short of getting the signatures. I think they could have got the signatures necessary to put on the ballot, but because of some internal things and not getting people out there, the paid people taking signatures and any number of things, it just didn't happen. I think the people were ready for it to happen, but the organization was brand new, and they just didn't have the experience and the amount of different experience necessary to be successful. But I think certainly it could have been.
When somebody like you and Tim ride into a place like New Jersey, is that a little bit like Radio Free America going on location? As far as what they're used to in New Jersey? We still got Sean?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Did you hear my question?
No, I didn't. You blanked out.
Okay. I was asking if when you and Tim go to an area like New Jersey and you're looking around, is that a little bit like Radio Free America going to East Germany on location?
You know, believe it or not, it is. And I love the people in New Jersey. I love the people in Connecticut. But I still have a picture on my phone. We were in Connecticut. Tim and I both spoke on the State House steps shortly before the election, I think probably in 14 or 13. And went into a gun store as we were talking to people and spreading the good word, and there was a sign on the ammunition rack, and it said, "You must have a gun registered in the caliber that you are purchasing ammunition for." And I'm thinking, well, first, I have to have my gun registered? Yeah, I could not understand that. And then they're going to restrict the ammunition I could buy based on a registered gun? And everybody there kind of said, oh, well, that's just the way it is. It's a certain amount of people in any core group that says, you know what, that's not the way it is, and we're going to change it. And that's what we need in those states. And we can foster that, and we can find that, and we can make it happen.
In states like New Jersey and Connecticut does have some concealed carry, right?
Yes.
But New York, Maryland. In Maryland, if you drive through Maryland and they run your tag and they find out that you've got a permit, they're going to pull your car apart as you drive through Maryland, aren't they?
You know what? They've done a number of things. And the last time I was at NRA headquarters, I listened to my navigation. And I went from Virginia through Washington, D.C., up to Maryland, back into Virginia in about 4 miles, and I could have been arrested by everybody. that shows you just how silly these laws are. I was a good guy in Virginia, a felon in D.C., a felon in Maryland, and I was back to being a good guy in Virginia and all the other states. And that's the difference between being a felon and not being a felon, is crossing the state line. And, folks, we got to remember that our constitutional rights and our civil rights are borderless. And, unfortunately, with the Second Amendment, we got to fight to keep them that way. Because, you know what, if I want to grab a Bible and walk on the street, I don't have to have a permit. But if I want to do that with a firearm, chances are I'm going to have to. The good news is that there's more and more states that are having permitless carry now, constitutional carry. And that's a good thing. And before I forget it, I got a call two nights ago from some folks in California that were forced to use their firearm in self-defense. He went to jail. They signed up as soon as he got arrested. Folks, you can't do that because it doesn't go into effect for 24 hours. And unfortunately, we know when you sign up to the minute. And, you know, God, I feel sorry for people, but you got to assume that the worst is going to happen and just be prepared. And for as little as $9.95 a month, come on. And Bill's going to give you your first month of whatever you're getting for free. So take advantage of it. Try it out and make sure that, especially this holiday season, that everybody's home.
When you're traveling, everybody's going to be traveling. Thankfully, I only have to travel across town. Although, very shortly, we'll be traveling for SHOT Show and other things like that there. That'll be cool. But I fully intend to be completely legally protected when that happens. Yes, but, you know, I think states like New Jersey, New York, that's the reason we need. Given time, I think we'll probably see 40 concealed, constitutional carry states in time. Right. And it's going to be
right.
These other 10 states that are going to be out there claiming states' rights where, you know, California, where we claim states' rights. And be sure and pay your climate credit tax and, you know, all this other nonsense California puts up with. That's, you know, those kind of things. That's why I think it has to be forced. I think and we've done this before. And you know what? Can you hang on through the next segment? Because I don't want to start this and then have to cut you off because we only got like 3 minutes left. You got time for one more segment after this one?
Sure. I'll be happy to stay. Yeah.
Now, tell me, have there not been legal precedents set by the federal government to go and enforce federal law like in, during the Mississippi burning time when they were desegregating colleges? And the states got out there and said, you know, George Wallace on the steps of University of Alabama, I forbid it. I mean,
well, you know, you're absolutely right. That's a good example. You know, another good example is Katrina. Yeah, they started seizing guns going door to door, and the NRA filed a lawsuit that stopped it. Stopped short of military intervention, but it was stopped. But, you know, and you're right. Just because states' rights can't infringe upon a civil right, can't infringe upon an inalienable right. It can't be done that way. And that's why the Constitution of the United States was adopted by each of the states. They said, we're not going to do that. And then the Civil Rights Amendments were all adopted. You have the freedom of speech and religion. You have the right to keep and bear arms. You have a right not to be forced to quarter soldiers. And on and on and on. And we, just like they have misconstrued the separation of church and state, and they don't allow prayer in school, they don't allow flags in school, come on, folks. We got to take this country back. And we can do it with the court system. But remember how important I said? You were voting for the Supreme Court, and we got it. So we got to use it when we get it and make sure it happens.
Well, you handled that really, really, really quick. So if you don't want to stay for another segment, now you don't have to. You were so fast. Okay, well, that's all right. Everybody wants you to stay. So can you stay?
I'll stay.
Okay. I'm not looking for a federal permit. That is not what I want. I do not want a federal permit, but I think that, and we'll talk about that on the other side as we get ready to head that way. Let's go out with this as we get ready to head for hour number three. You can go find the best holster out there today. You can get the gun that is the most ergonomic thing that has every bullet in it that you need and carry that gun on a regular basis. Get your permit, do all the training, lots of rounds downrange. If you pull that weapon out of the holster in the street, in the commission of a self-defense action, whether it's to pull, brandish, and hope that they run off, or you pull and you shoot them, you have just entered territory that you are not prepared to go for, and you need to have a specialist like Second Call Defense taking care of you at that point. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.